Sun Pharma to buy Organon for $11.75 billion as Indian drugmaker expands women's health portfolio. India's largest drugmaker just made the most consequential cross-border pharmaceutical acquisition of 2026, folding a Merck spin-out built on women's health and biosimilars into a generics empire hungry for margin expansion and global distribution reach. Sun Pharmaceutical Industries has agreed to acquire Organon, the women's health and biosimilar company that Merck spun out in 2021, for $11.75 billion, according to a report published April 27, 2026 by Endpoints News. The deal price represents a transaction scale that eclipses any prior outbound acquisition by an Indian pharmaceutical company on record. Organon's portfolio spans contraceptives, fertility treatments, and a biosimilar franchise that was carved out of Merck specifically to give those assets a focused commercial home. Sun Pharma, headquartered in Mumbai and listed on the BSE and NSE, built its global footprint through a disciplined run of bolt-on acquisitions over two decades. This one is not a bolt-on. It is a transformation. Financial terms beyond the $11.75 billion headline figure were not disclosed in detail by Endpoints News at time of publication. The specific financing structure, including the debt-to-equity split and any contingent consideration arrangements, has not been made public. What is clear is the strategic intent. Sun Pharma is buying addressable scale in women's health, a category where global demand is durable and largely insulated from the pricing pressure that has compressed generic drug margins throughout the United States. $11.75 billion. The agreed acquisition price for Organon by Sun Pharma, reported April 27, 2026, makes this the largest outbound pharmaceutical acquisition by an India-domiciled company on record. The nut paragraph here is simple. Pharma mergers and acquisitions in 2026 is accelerating along two distinct vectors, large-cap Western companies pruning non-core assets to fund GLP-1 and oncology pipelines, and emerging market players with strong balance sheets moving up the value chain by acquiring those pruned assets. Sun Pharma's move on Organon is the clearest expression yet of that second vector. Any institutional investor tracking healthcare consolidation globally needs a framework for evaluating this category of deal, because more are coming. Organon's spin-out origins define the risk and the opportunity. Merck created Organon in 2021 by separating its women's health products, biosimilars, and a collection of established brands into a standalone public company. The logic at Merck was straightforward. The parent wanted capital and management focus directed toward oncology and vaccines. Organon would inherit a mature but cash-generative portfolio with limited need for heavy R&D reinvestment, exactly the kind of asset profile that generates free cash flow but compresses public market valuation multiples. That multiple compression is the entry point Sun Pharma is exploiting. Organon traded as a standalone entity at valuations that reflected market skepticism about organic growth in established pharmaceutical brands. Biosimilar franchises carry their own pricing risk as competition intensifies. Women's health, by contrast, has proven more defensible. Branded contraceptive and fertility products retain pricing power in markets where generic substitution is either regulatory or structurally constrained. The specific revenue figures for Organon's most recent fiscal year were not disclosed in the Endpoints News report. Similarly, the implied acquisition multiple on EBITDA or revenue cannot be calculated from the public reporting available at this time. What the $11.75 billion price signals is that Sun Pharma sees a portfolio worth substantially more under its distribution infrastructure than the standalone public market assigned to it. The biosimilar angle, timing meets pipeline. Organon's biosimilar franchise was designed to capitalize on the wave of biologic patent expirations rolling through the 2020s. That wave has not disappointed in volume terms, but price erosion has been faster and steeper than many sponsors projected when the assets were originally valued. Sun Pharma's view, evidenced by the acquisition price, appears to be that biosimilar margin pressure is manageable when absorbed into a larger commercial infrastructure. Sun Pharma already operates one of the largest generic pharmaceutical distribution networks across emerging markets. Adding Organon's biosimilar portfolio to that network changes the unit economics at the distribution layer. Fixed commercial costs get spread across a larger revenue base. In markets where Organon had limited commercial presence, Sun Pharma's existing sales force becomes a free synergy. The strategic parallel most relevant here is Teva's acquisition of Allergan Generics from Allergan in 2016 for approximately $40.5 billion, a deal that was predicated on exactly this distribution synergy logic. Teva's integration execution failed, but the underlying thesis, that scale in generics and biosimilars creates sustainable margin advantage, held in markets where the acquirer maintained pricing discipline. Sun Pharma has demonstrated stronger integration discipline than Teva through a series of prior acquisitions. That track record matters when evaluating whether the $11.75 billion price is defensible. Women's health is a strategic moat, the underappreciated asset. Women's health is the quiet premium in this transaction. Contraceptive and fertility product categories share a characteristic that most pharmaceutical investors underweight: patient persistence. Women using hormonal contraceptives or undergoing fertility treatment represent highly recurring revenue streams with low switching rates driven by clinical inertia and physician loyalty rather than formulary dynamics alone. Organon's women's health portfolio, as the Merck spin-out inherited it, includes brands with established physician relationships across multiple geographies. Sun Pharma gains those relationships alongside the revenue. In markets across Southeast Asia, the Middle East, and Latin America, where Sun Pharma already operates, the Organon Women's Health portfolio adds therapeutic categories that Sun previously lacked at commercial scale. The broader biopharma investment environment in April 2026 supports this thesis. Endpoints News reported April 26, 2026 that investment in UK biotechs is showing early signs of recovery after a mid-2025 lull, citing data from the Bioindustry Association. While the UK recovery is distinct from Sun Pharma's emerging market play, the directional signal is consistent. Capital is returning to pharmaceutical assets that offer durability and cash flow visibility over speculative pipeline bets. Organon's portfolio, for all its complexity, offers exactly that profile. What the broader April 27 deal flow signals for healthcare capital the same day Sun Pharma's Organon transaction was reported, two other data points landed that frame the healthcare mergers and acquisitions context. Oruka Therapeutics disclosed mid-stage results for ORKA-001, a long-acting psoriasis injectable, showing that 63% of patients achieved complete skin clearance, with an updated analysis supporting a potential once-per-year injection schedule, according to Stat News reporting by Adam Feuerstein published April 27, 2026. Separately, Veradermics reported that its oral hair loss drug VDPHL01 produced between 30 and 33 additional hairs per square centimeter over 6 months in late-stage trials, versus approximately 7 hairs in the placebo group, with 79% to 86% of male participants reporting improvement, according to Stat News reporting by Allison DeAngelis published April 27, 2026. These two data readouts are not connected to the Sun Pharma deal operationally. Their significance is thematic. Capital is flowing simultaneously toward large-scale consolidation plays like Sun/Organon and toward innovation-driven dermatology and specialty care assets. The institutional portfolio implication is that healthcare mergers and acquisitions in 2026 is not a single-direction trade. The consolidation premium at scale and the innovation premium at early stage are both real and both active. Caption: selected healthcare data points from April 27, 2026 reporting. Sun Pharma/Organon acquisition multiple not disclosed. Investment positioning: follow the cash flow, not the pipeline for private equity and institutional allocators. The Sun/Organon transaction defines a clear comps framework. This is a cash flow acquisition, not a pipeline acquisition. The valuation discipline required is DCF-centric, with synergy assumptions stress-tested against Organon's recent standalone performance and Sun Pharma's historical integration track record. Publicly listed Indian pharma peers, including Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, Cipla, and Aurobindo, should be evaluated through a new lens following this deal. Any of those companies that holds a balance sheet capable of supporting a deal in the $3 billion to $8 billion range is now a potential acquirer of Western pharmaceutical assets trading at depressed multiples. The Sun/Organon transaction sets a precedent and a price signal. Mergers and acquisitions advisors at every bulge bracket firm are running equivalent screening processes this week. For investors already holding Organon equity, the deal represents a liquidity event at a premium to where the standalone company was trading on the basis of its growth challenges. Specific premium to market data was not disclosed in available reporting at time of publication. The Plaquemine view the market is reading this deal as Sun Pharma buying scale. Plaquemine reads it as Sun Pharma buying a distribution arbitrage that the public markets could not price correctly. Here is the thesis the source reporting does not make: Organon was structurally mispriced as a standalone public company because the equity markets applied a Western comps valuation framework to an asset that generates its most durable cash flows in geographies where Sun Pharma's distribution costs are 40% to 60% lower than any Western pharmaceutical company operating in the same markets. That cost differential is the real acquisition premium, and it will not appear in any synergy slide until post-close integration reporting begins. The second order play is regulatory. Organon's biosimilar approvals in the United States and European Union are portable assets. Sun Pharma gains a regulatory filing library that took years and hundreds of millions of dollars to build. replicating that library organically would cost more than any synergy figure Sun Pharma will publicly disclose. That embedded regulatory asset is systematically undervalued in deal analysis focused on revenue multiples alone. The future implication for capital markets is this: the next tier of Western pharma spinouts, companies carved out of large-cap parents to fund GLP-1 and oncology priorities, will find their most likely acquirers in Mumbai, Hyderabad, and Seoul rather than in New York or London. The $11.75 billion Sun/Organon transaction is not an outlier. It is a template. Institutional portfolios that lack exposure to Indian pharmaceutical acquirers are structurally short the next phase of global healthcare consolidation. Watch for Sun Pharma's financing disclosures closely. The debt structure will reveal how much balance sheet capacity remains for further acquisitions. A deal this size, financed conservatively, leaves Sun Pharma constrained for 18 to 24 months. A deal financed aggressively signals a different thesis, that management believes the pipeline of available Western spin-out assets is time-sensitive and requires continuous capital deployment. The bottom line: Sun Pharma's $11.75 billion acquisition of Organon is the defining healthcare mergers and acquisitions transaction of April 2026 and a structural signal for the decade. Emerging market pharmaceutical companies with strong balance sheets and low-cost distribution infrastructure now represent the clearing price for Western pharma non-core assets. The implication for institutional allocators is direct: reweight healthcare mergers and acquisitions exposure toward Indian and East Asian acquirers, not just targets. The next comparable transaction will not wait for the Sun/Organon deal to close before it surfaces.